When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning with Eric Heckman right here in Silicon Valley. And you know, he's been helping people have remarkable retirements for about 30 years now. And today, we're probably all still adjusting to 2022, but if this is your year to retire, we're going to go over a checklist for you on how to retire in 2022 so you don't overlook anything. And we just want to thank you for joining us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I want to give you the phone number that you can reach out to Eric with, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Call Eric for a complimentary appointment. This is what he offers you every week. Maybe you just want to call him. You can have a complimentary phone call with some questions that you might have from whatever we're talking about on our show today, 800-454-1184. Plus, find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann, it's great to be here and talking about what's happening in 2022, what's going to be changing, and things to be paying attention to, because I think this is going to be one of the bigger financial economic change years that we've had in a long time.
Okay, so yes, we are going to get into how we can retire in 2022, but I want to first compare quickly what life is like now compared to back in 1972, 50 years ago. Where were you 50 years ago, Eric?
Crawling around in diapers.
Oh, I was 12, almost 13, so I was in junior high. So yeah, I certainly remember a lot of what we're going to be talking about today. Why don't you give us kind of a run through some financial points that would be really good to compare?
Well, I mean, obviously the big part is, what things have changed in terms of inflation, right, and costs. And I mean, gas back then was 36 cents a gallon, which is, I think, less than tax per gallon in California.
Wow.
And median income was only $11,000 a year.
Crazy.
Right now, supposedly, it's only 67, but and then median home price was $27,000, where now they say it's $336,000 the rest of the country. But around here, of course, it's closer to a million. But,
right. Yeah.
So, So obviously things change over time. Anytime you're talking that long a time frame, things are going to be a big difference. So, you do have to be planning for that for sure.
Yeah. So given how different our economy is today compared to back then how does it impact the way that we plan for retirement today compared to 50 years ago?
Well, part of it is, back then we were still on the gold standard, and now the Fed kind of runs everything, and the Fed's been doing this kind of crazy experiment that started in 08 when they printed $1 trillion, and then once COVID came, they printed $3 trillion in 3 months, and then they kept printing $120 billion every month, and now they're going to supposedly finally stop this come March. And that's what's been juicing the stock market for the last decade or more. And so people think it's the economy going up, but a lot of it's also the Fed just dumping money in and inventing money out of thin air and driving up everything. So I think there's gonna be a lot of changes coming soon here, because they've already announced that they're going to stop printing money in mid-March and also announced that they're going to start raising rates.
Okay, so the big question is, we know we need to create an income strategy, but we have to factor in these risks like inflation and other things. How do you do that with someone?
Yeah, well, can you imagine that 1972 income figure, if you're trying to live on $11,000 today?
Oh my.
Good luck, right?
Yeah.
That wouldn't even pay for health insurance nowadays, right? So, so that's one of the things you have to be thinking about, is it's not just how much you're spending today, but how's that money going to grow over time? And really, the only solution we found is, first of all, having an income plan that actually runs all those numbers out with inflation, with taxes, everything kind of calculated in there. But also having three types of money. You have to have the growth money. That's the money in the stock market, right? But you can't live on that money day to day, because if the market goes up and down, you can't all of a sudden unretire and go back to working, right? And it's pretty tough to do that. So, you need some foundational money, some money that's going to be there every single year. And that allows that growth money just to kind of ride. And then also in between that is having some steady income money, some stuff that's paying you 5%, 6%, 7% every single month or every quarter at least. And that way you've got some cash flow to take out. So, the only way to really do that is having a full plan. And what we call our plan is the blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want you to worry less about money and more about enjoying life and doing what you want to do, right? So, you know, that's one of the things that we can help people with, where we create that income plan, that investment, tax plan. All three of those are super, super interdependent to each other. And then, of course, also healthcare and legacy. And so those are the five areas that we cover. And again, there's no cost for our radio listeners right now for doing this planning. So if you wanted to really take charge of your financial future for this year, give us a call or text us. You can text the word visit or just call and leave a message at 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And the other thing you can do online is sign up for upcoming workshops on their events page. Just look that up, again, at wealthcreatorradio.com. And we just thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio, and that's what Eric wants to do, help you create wealth for a worryless wealth retirement. I'm Lee Wam Fulmer. Eric, for people who do want to make 2022 their year to retire, tell us what we need to be thinking if we're those people.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is where you're going to get the income, right? That's always freak out number one. It's very tense, and you know, I go through it all the time, and it's emotional. There's just a lot of emotion about, you know, you used to have maybe one or two paychecks coming in every month, and they're pretty big paychecks. Now it's all these little checks that add up, hopefully, to your big paycheck, right? So, you know, how do you get that? You know, when should you start Social Security? You know, if you're retiring pre-65 or post-65, you know, what are you going to do with health insurance, depending on all that type of stuff? You know, what's the tax effect going to be on all these 401ks, IRAs that you haven't paid tax on? You know, all that stuff kind of gets rolled into one big, huge mess. And people are like, oh my gosh, how do I do this, right? You never got any training on that. People just told you to put money away. You know, the Fidelity Vanguards of the world will just say, oh yeah, you've got, you know, 85% chance of success or 80%. Well, what was on those other 20%? You know, do you move into Fidelity's offices and live there, or, you know, right? You know, those are kind of silly things, I think, that you don't want to have. You want to have a real plan that says, here's how much you can spend. Here's how the money's going to be. Here's how, well, we know that, you know, obviously there's things that change, but, you know, we want to have a plan that can work in all types of markets, you know, good, bad, or, you know, in between. So, you know, that's, I think, the biggest thing that people need to be doing is really having a plan, knowing where you're at, and especially if you're about to retire, for sure, you have to have that all written out and make sure you know where everything's going.
So explain that to us. What goes into that financial plan that you help somebody with as they enter retirement?
So, yeah, again, like, it all starts with income. Without income, you're just unemployed, right? So, you know, you got to have that paycheck coming in. So which sources are that going to be? Which types of money should I touch first? You know, your taxable, your 401k IRA, you know, all those different buckets of money you got. So first of all, just figuring out that income plan, when to turn on Social Security, do you have a pension, you know, all these things. So figure out that income plan and how much are you spending a month, and with inflation, is that going to work? So once you know those answers, then you should figure out where to invest. What you were doing for the last 30, 40 years were just investing money and not caring about necessarily how it's going to come back out, because you didn't care till you got there, right? Mm-hmm. Now you got to get that money, get back out, and figure out what investments should those be in. How can I have some guaranteed money that's going to make it always, that's going to be always there, so that way if it's a bad year, I can still be retired. How are you going to get some income that's always going to be paying out? Again, that's the steady income stuff. So how to invest it? You know, what's the tax ramifications for trying to minimize that tax, not this year, but over the rest of your lifetime as you take that money out of your plan? And lastly, who's going to get your stuff in the end, right? How are you going to pay for healthcare if the healthcare emergency comes up? All those types of things. So all that becomes part of the blueprint to worry less wealth, so that we can kind of tell you, hey, this is the path you're on. Here's some issues you got. And then we'll see if it makes sense to go forward and do that plan again for no fee. So if you want to take advantage of that and use up some of my time, hey, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you. Give us a call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is president of Heckman Financial, but he's also the author of his book, Worry Less Wealth. And he wrote that book to open up our eyes to all things retirement because he wants you to have a remarkable retirement. And that's much of what we talk about in our show each week. Listen up, because he is giving away that book throughout our show today. So millions of Americans have their money tied up in something, you know, like a traditional IRA. In fact, here's the numbers that we have, Eric, that the total value of all of those accounts is more than $19 trillion nationally. Now, this number came from 2020. That's a lot of IRAs, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's, well, the scary part is that's a lot of money that hasn't been taxed.
Yeah, right, right.
So a lot of people are building up money in these types of accounts. I like to either call them the fours or IRA. So it could be a 403B if you're working nonprofit or education, and usually healthcare has those. 457s are what usually government agencies have. And then 401Ks, private employers. Now, all of these plans can be rolled over to an IRA, you know, when you leave that company. So really, when we talk about the term IRA, it can be really, you know, any of these plans. So, you know, that's the big thing, is you want to know about what you need to know about these accounts, but also how you're going to get the money out at retirement and how they're going to affect your, you know, your whole retirement and the rest of your life.
Yeah. Okay. So as we're going to get into some of these options for our accounts, but one thing we need to understand is that the type of 401k or IRA that we have actually matters when it comes to how our retirement income is taxed, right?
Oh, yeah, certainly. So, yeah, most people have, you know, drank the Kool-Aid or whatever you want to call it, right? Back in the 80s when they first started coming out with 401ks, they said, hey, you know, defer your taxes and you'll be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. Well, that kind of maybe worked somewhat, but there's a couple of smoke and mirrors things that the government did there, right? One was, you know, under Reagan years, they took away a ton of the deductions. I mean, you used to be able to write off, you know, credit card interest and car loan interest and all sorts of stuff. Nowadays, of course, they even took, after the Trump tax laws, we even lost more deductions. So there's very little left to write off. And so sometimes the brackets may have gone down, but sometimes they've actually may have even gone up depending on how much you're earning. So a lot of people did it in pre-tax, and most people still do pre-tax, meaning, you know, you don't pay the tax on it today. So say, keep the math easy. If you put in 10 grand, you don't pay federal and state tax on that money. So, okay, maybe your combined bracket, say you're 25%. So that means your 10 grand actually only cost you $7,500 to put in. Mm-hmm. So your paycheck dropped by $7,500, you know, you put 10 in. But all you're doing is saying, I don't want to pay that tax today. I want to pay that sometime down the road. Nobody asks when that is. Guess what? It's when you retire. And yeah, the other option is to do it post-tax, meaning you pay the tax. And so in that case, if you put in 10,000 into, like, well, you can't put 10 into Roth IRA. You can put either 6 if you're under 50 or 7 if you're 50 and over. But, you know, if you have a spouse, they could put more into it. And, you know, if you're under the income limits, so you have to watch out for that too. But if you're doing Roth 401k, anybody can fund all the money in there. There's no income restrictions at all. And so if you put that 10,000 into a Roth 401k, then that 10,000 cost you 10,000 to fund it. So that's the big difference between the two. But the big, big difference, the payoff is at the end. That 10,000 that you put into that Roth, if it grew to 50 at retirement, that money's all yours.
Right.
If you put it into a pre-tax, you owe tax on the whole balance.
So with our 401ks and our IRAs, it's important that we know the rules, right, in taking our money out. Tell us what we need to know about taking those required minimum distributions, Eric.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. It's kind of like somebody, you know, playing the game of Monopoly, but not knowing that you get $200 when you pass go, or even being told you're supposed to be buying properties necessarily, or renting, or maybe adding houses. Maybe you knew you had to buy properties, but nobody told you you're supposed to add houses and hotels, right?
Right.
You know, all these instructions are important, and they can definitely make a big change in how your strategy would be and such if you knew the rules going in. But, you know, sadly, a lot of us just kind of go, well, that'll be somewhere down the road, so who cares, right? So one thing that, like, people don't pay attention to is you pay Social Security tax and Medicare tax on the money, even if you're doing the pre-tax 401k. So when people say it's not taxable, it is actually still taxable. It's just not federal and state taxable. So that's one issue. And then the other big one is, when can you get the money out, right? So 59.5, I think a lot of people know about that rule, so that basically, that's the first rule where you can, once you're 59 and a half, that's the soonest you can take the money out without any tax penalties. That tax penalty, by the way, 10% federal, 2.5% state, plus the federal and state taxes. Just say buy your half your money. That's easy way to do the math there. So try not to take this money. But then the other end of the spectrum, like what you just asked about, was required minimum distributions. So that's when you gotta take your money. Say you did really great, you saved up a bunch, you maybe hit it big in the lottery, or got some, you know, tons of Bitcoin or whatever it is. So, you know, you don't need this money, you got a great pension, whatever. It doesn't matter. When you hit what used to be 70 and a half, now it's 72. When you hit 72, you have to, by law, start taking some of this money out. Now, in 2022, they actually changed the mortality tables. So since people live a little bit longer, those numbers have, the percentages have dropped a tiny bit, but not like, you know, parts of a percent. So not huge, but it used to be like 3.9, and it's something like 3.6 now when you're 72, and it keeps going up. When you're 90, it's in the 8% range of how much you have to be taken out of your account. You know, as you get older, you have to keep taking that money out. Why? The government wants their money back. They basically loaned you the money you owed them in taxes and said, please go invest it, do well, and the better you do, the better we do.
Interesting. So that's
basically when sometimes people say, oh, and the defer it to later, I always tell people, that's the definition of later, is 72. There is no more later after that. That's when you got to pay up. And so they bring you the check, and it's like, you can either pay it, and if you don't pay it, it's a 50% penalty for not taking the money out. So if you were supposed to take out, you know, $10,000, there's going to be a $5,000 penalty for not taking out the $10. Well, you better take out the $10 and pay the tax, right? So,
right.
You know, so that's one of these things where when you're doing your planning and you're looking at your income plan for life, your investment plan, tax plan, all of those are massively affected by how you choose to fund your 401k and your IRA. And so when we do our planning with our clients, we go through the blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's where we kind of talk about these three areas, the income, the investment, tax, healthcare, legacy, all five of those areas. And so if that's something you've got a question on, you know, you can just set up a phone call. We can kind of go over it real quick. And if you want us to go through more of the overall blueprint, if it makes sense to do that, we'll do that for you. And again, we're waiving our fee. We're not charging you for that. So all you have to do is either text the word visit, or you can just call 800-454-1184. Again, either text visit or call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yes, you are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's in his 30th year. He wants to help you have a remarkable retirement. That's his goal for you. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, so their focus is going to be on helping you make the very best decisions for your situation. So, all right, we're talking about our 401k and IRA decisions, and you talked about, you know, the penalties that could happen if we don't follow the rules with the RMDs. Is there anything else that we need to know as a retiree regarding the RMDs?
Well, you know, as a retiree, you just have to have a kind of a strategy of how you're going to take this money out. When should you be taking out? I mean, one thing is don't wait till the last minute. That's probably for everything in life. but if you're younger in your 60s and retired, a lot of times the dumb advice I see all the time, especially from tax people, is, oh, wait till 72, wait till 72. Don't touch your money till then. Well, what if you go from the 12% to the 24% bracket, you know, and you could have taken some of that money out at 12 and converted that tax, you know, you could have paid the tax today at a 10% or 12% lower bracket, moved it to a Roth IRA and voided the tax forever. Well, that's a way better deal, right? So you need to have that planned ahead. With those RMDs, you have to have that money coming out. And then the other big thing that they changed in 2020 was, it used to be able to, you could do the stretch IRA where you could take it out over your lifetime and basically the person you inherited its lifetime. Now, when it goes to the next generation, so not spouses, but when it goes down to kids or such, they got 10 years to spend all your money. I mean, what a horrible thing to tell the next generation, right? Here, mom and dad saved all this money for 30, 40 years, 50 years, and now you got 10 years to spend it all. Now, the government doesn't really care per se if you spend it. They just want you to pay the tax on it, right?
Right.
So they can obviously reinvest it, but there's going to be a lot higher temptation for them to spend it. So, that also needs to have a little bit more planning and a little bit more foresight of how you're going to do all that stuff. So, again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, if you want to set up a time to just kind of go over this and kind of get some more options, text the word visit 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees, lowering tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? Well, that's what this show is all about. Eric has always given us some really good ideas on what we can do. And right now we happen to be talking about 401ks or IRAs, right? And, we can't really treat those retirement accounts like a big ATM. So, Eric, let's talk about strategies that you might recommend in pulling money out of those accounts.
Well, have you ever seen a $250,000 minivan?
A minivan? No, yeah. I have not.
Well, so I had a client that he had a profit sharing plan. So for those who don't know, profit sharing plans are where your employer funds it all. So he wasn't contributing to this. And then when he left his job, he found out he had all this money. He's like, oh, I'm just going to go buy a new van. I'm like, dude, you need this for retirement. You need to save this money for the rest of your life and stuff. You're going to have 12%, 12.5% federal and state tax penalties. You're going to have all this stuff, all this tax to pay. And he's like, yeah, I don't care. This is just free money to me, So
goodness.
I just want to go get this van. And, that if you ran that out, that van probably cost him $250,000, of what he could have had at retirement, right? So, anytime you're talking about these retirement accounts, you can't treat them like an ATM. You got to have a plan for how you're going to take them out, ideally after 59 and a half. So, and you also want to, check in with your tax bracket and see where that is. Because, you want to take level withdrawals type of thing. You don't want to say not take anything for a while, keep your tax bracket low. And then maybe you hit 72 and you need to take all this money out and then have you know, your tax bracket skyrocket. Well, that doesn't make sense either. So a lot of times if you've got some regular money that you saved up and, you know, your retirement assets, or ideally if you have some Roth assets, you know, you can take a blend of those three and really lower your tax bracket. But again, it takes not only just a financial advisor to know that, but somebody who knows taxes. And so that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually do taxes for our clients. I'm licensed to do taxes and such, not because I want to do them, but just because I really wanted to have that information and that knowledge. Luckily, I've got a great person on my staff, Cassandra, does our taxes for our clients. So yeah, I mean, it's something that's very critical, because if you don't know how the taxes are, you don't want to find that out in April that, oh, I took the money all wrong, and, oh, by the way, I can't do anything now.
Right. Right? Oh, dear. So, yeah, you don't want that.
That's not when you want to find that out. You want to find that out before you screw that up.
How do you help someone figure out how much income they need to generate then from each of those different accounts? Can you walk us through that?
Well, really, the only way I know how to do it is with an income plan. So saying, okay, you know, what do you need to live on? You know, maybe it's, say, $7,000 a month that you need. Okay, how much are you getting from Social Security? And then after tax, what's that like? And then how much do you need from these other accounts? And then again, we want to do everything in a net number. So, you know, you might need to take out $3,000 more, but that, again, if it's out of a 401k or an IRA, well, that's more like $4,000, right, to net the three. So when we're doing our income planning for our clients, everything is all net and spendable money. So I don't care what your normal budget, you know, really what we want to know is what your budgets did you spend. A lot of times people say, oh, well, you know, my income is this. Well, no, what's your take home pay? You know, that's the numbers we want to work off of, because, you know, then you're netting everything down, and then you can say, okay, well, here we've got these different pots of money that we can take it from. And again, like I was saying, maybe we should blend it between the two, and then we can see if it lowers, you know, your taxes. Does that extend how much longer your money lasts? And sometimes it's even crazy stuff like you should turn on Social Security sooner. You know, lots of times that's often an answer for some people where they say they're going to wait till 70, and we'll do the numbers and we'll say no, because you'll actually burn down too many other assets to wait that long. You know, so once you have a plan, it's so easy. It's because it's a way to kind of test things, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a way to test it and measure it or compare it, then you're just guessing, and it's kind of like guessing where you're going. So yeah, I want to go somewhat north, right? you know, it's pretty tough if you don't really have any super direction. So, you know, so that's kind of the big deal. So what we do here at Heckman Financial is we've actually came up with the blueprint to worry less wealth. So that way we look at that income plan. That income plan then tells us how we should have that investments done, and then look at the taxes along the way too. And those three would kind of guide us of where we're going. We want to take into consideration healthcare costs and legacy issues. And, you know, that once you have those five areas taken care of, you can get a great picture of what things are going to be, you know, when you retire. But so again, if that's something you want to set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call, talk a little bit more, and then see if it makes sense for us to do the plan. The plan is no cost. All you have to do is either text the word visit or give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yeah, make that first move. Give Eric and his team a call. They would love to help you worry less about your retirement and your retirement decisions. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Some people, like you even said, might want to take their traditional IRA, 401k, tax deferred, and then convert that to a Roth account for tax-free withdrawals later. So tell us, let's go into that. Tell us what we need to know about that strategy.
We all know taxes are going up. The only people who say taxes are going down are somebody who's running for office. I don't care which party
which
it is.
Which side,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care blue or red or gold or whatever other colors there could be, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody says, and everybody knows that with our, you just have to go to usdebtclock.org and get freaked out about how much, you know, the government owes, and you'll see that, you know, taxes are going to go up. And, you know, so that's one of the reasons why even the government's been saying, you know, trying to put proposals out to say, here, convert to Roth now. And then you won't be able to do it later on. Well, why is that? Because they want you to pay the tax today. That way they get more money today. So they're really counting on this money coming in. And so one of the things that you can do to get rid of the tax situation is pay the tax today, which, of course, you know, why would you do that, right? Nobody wants to do anything like that.
I mean,
it's kind of like, you know, why do you want to eat healthy? I mean, it's, you know, it's no fun, right?
Right.
Well, okay, it does help you long term, right? And, you know, why do you want to exercise? Well, it does help you long term. So same thing here. If you get rid of that tax today, it's going to be a lot better. So people think this is a lot more complicated than it is, but it's real simple. So think of a teeter-totter or seesaw, depending on where you are in the country. If you were at the same bracket when you hit retirement as you are today, then it's a little bit tougher, right? Because if you're not going to save any tax, does it make sense to convert? If you're 10, 15, 20 years away, all that growth would be tax-free. So then, yes, it does make sense. Now, if you're retiring next year, no, probably doesn't make sense.
Ah, okay. That's interesting.
Now, the super easy one is, if you're in the 12% bracket today and you're going to be in the 24% bracket later, well, duh, you know, you want to pay the tax, you know, when it's on sale, right? When it's lower, you definitely want to do that conversion. But if you just, you know, sold your house and had a huge capital gain and you sold a bunch of stocks with huge, you know, and you're in the, you know, the top tax bracket there is, no, don't convert, because you probably will not be in that tax bracket when you, yeah, you know, when you hit retirement. So so just again, think of it as a seesaw type thing. If it's, you know, if you're flat or lower on your end, that means you want to convert, right? Because that means the taxes will be higher or even, you know, later on. If you're up in the air and your feet are dangling, you know, on that, you know, and you hope the other person doesn't jump off and you, you know, fall on your butt.
Remember those days.
Yeah, so assuming that doesn't happen, you know, you don't want to convert there. So, you know, the conversion is painful because you do have to pay the tax. You have to have the money to pay the tax. So you have to come up with that from someplace. So, you know, again, that's something where you want to have some tax planning. You want to look at that and say, okay, how does that affect everything? How's my money going to grow? What's that going to look like for me in retirement? So again, that'd be the thing that you want to be looking at to get that information. So, you know, one of the things that you know, we can actually send you is a report on taxes. And so if you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text the word taxes, pretty easy, taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can download it right away at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we're not done yet. We'll be right back with lots more.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you join us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is a well-known speaker and author. He can provide you with some guidance to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. That is his goal for you. When you like to worry less, well, that's what this show is all about. Eric explains. Now, right now is a time, Eric, where I'm going to read some questions for you. Okay, we're going to dig into your Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. And then you're going to give us some answers. So these are from retirees. Are you ready for this?
Yep, let's go for it.
You're always ready. Okay, I'm planning on retiring in 3 or 4 years, and I'm thinking really hard about relocating. What are some things to consider as I'm trying to narrow down my options for where to move?
Well, probably the biggest one is, what are you going to do with your house? You know, are you going to sell it? You know, you get the $500,000 if you're married, or $250,000 capital gain exclusion for single. you know, depending on how long you live there, for a lot of people in the Bay Area, that's their way over that, so that you may have a pretty big taxable hit. So that's one thing to be thinking about. One benefit if you're staying in California, the new Prop 19 allows you to move your property tax basis from way back when to any other place in the state, so that can make it nicer if you're trying to move to the foothills or something. Obviously, if you're going to move to a tax-free state like Texas, Nevada, Washington, something like that, you know, then that does play into a lot of things about your financial plan, because you're deferring California tax and then not having to pay it when you take it out. So that can be a big one. And then also, are you going to just rent the house? Are you going to rent where you're going to go to? Yeah, there's lots of different options. So I would say just kind of get some pros and cons. I mean, one of the interesting things, actually, my neighbor did this. When they sold their house, they booked 5 one-month Airbnbs in different parts of the country. And so they just wanted to figure out where they wanted to live. Two of them were locations where their kids are living, their adult children. But some weren't.
Uh-huh.
and so, they just wanted to kind of get a feel for it. And I think it's actually almost always a better option if you can to, you know, do a short-term rental or do something for a while before you get to that, know that neighborhood. Because you may think this one area, this one town you want to move to is good, but then once you live there a little bit, you find out the traffic's bad or other things. And, you know, so I think it's really good if you can to just, you know, initially rent, just check it out, and then also try to spend some time in all seasons.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, especially if you're leaving the Bay Area, where, you know, we complain when it, you know, the 1 or 2 days a year it hits freezing levels and stuff, and the rare days it hits 100. So yeah, if you're going someplace where it's snowing and ice storms, and, you know, I've seen a lot of clients move to other places, and yeah, they're dealing with a lot of weather.
We're digging into Eric's Wealth Creator Radio mailbag, and here's another one. I like how my money has been performing in the markets, but I am starting to get a little bit worried about the risk that I'm taking. Now, this is my life savings, so what are some moves I should make with my money, Eric?
Yeah, so that's one of the critical things is I think people way too much depend on the stock market to always be good, and we know there's, you know, dot-com crashes. We know there's 08 crashes, COVID crashes, right? All these things. And so, yeah, you cannot depend 100% on the stock market. So you want to have some foundational money, some money that can't go away, some money that's guaranteed. You want to have some money that's guaranteed ideally for the rest of your lifetime. And you also want to have some steady income in addition to the market money. So yeah, that'd be one of the things I would definitely recommend, is start looking at those two other areas. Again, that's something we help with all of our clients here do, is diversify that money out and make sure that you've got a plan that works in all conditions, all market conditions, because that's the only plan that you want.
Right, exactly. And so take us through your blueprint to worryless wealth, which is what you're offering today.
Yeah, so the blueprint basically covers the 5 critical areas: having an income plan, a written income plan that takes into account taxes, inflation, everything, investment plan, how are those dollars set up, where, you know, are they in foundational, steady income, market money, look at the taxes, when should you convert, when should you not, when should you be put money into what account, when should you take money out of which account. Look at the healthcare issues along the way, if you're retiring pre-65, post-65, long-term care. And then even legacy, who's going to get your stuff at the end, what assets are better to leave behind, and all those types of things. So, you know, that's one of the things that we've been doing here for a long time at Heckman Financial, is creating that blueprint to worry less wealth. And, you know, again, that's something we can create for you. There's no cost, no obligation. All you do is set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. We'll talk about what your situation, what concerns you have. And then from there, we can kind of build out that blueprint that you have already that you just don't know. And we'll tell you what's working and what areas you might have some issues in. And then we can figure out ways to address them. So, you know, again, if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is set up that phone call. It's, you can text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let Eric and his team at Heckman Financial help guide you to help you lay out your income for the rest of your life. You might be retired for 20, 30, maybe even 40 years, and he and his team are here to guide you. Here's another question, and this one has to do with Social Security, Eric. We're reaching into Eric's Wealth Creator Radio email bag, and here's one here. Could Social Security really keep up with the cost of living?
you know, supposedly the government says it will.
Yeah.
You know, there was that huge increase for 2022 for inflation. But, you know, there's some years where there's been no increases and other ones where there have been in between. So, you know, you can kind of count on anywhere from 1% to 3%, you know, average increases. But Social Security is not that much money to start off with. I mean, for most people, that's not going to be a successful retirement if that's all you have. And so it's going to help. It's definitely not a bad thing, right? But it is something that you can't rely on Social Security, because Social Security is not going to be enough to have any sort of meaningful retirement or existence, I guess I would call it. So, yeah, you definitely have to have other assets that are, you know, outpacing that and keeping up with inflation.
You know, that worries me about baby boomers. You know, that's my generation, my peers. And, you know, I know, you know, several years ago, you and I were always talking about how people just haven't saved enough. What are you seeing mostly lately on people my age who are getting ready to retire?
Well, obviously, most of the clients that people come to me, they have done some savings, okay. You know, so they, you know, have some built up, and they're trying to figure out, you know, some obviously have done very well, some not as well. And so it's like, okay, well, where do you want to, you know, how do you want to change stuff? Do you want to retire here, or you want to relocate, or do you want to work a few more years? You know, but that's the beauty of our income plan, is we can figure that out ahead of time, then make those decisions with some knowledge. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot worse when you're retired, then you're trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to live?
Yeah.
And, oh, shoot, I should have not retired for another couple of years.
Right, so, yeah, there you go.
You don't want to have that. Yeah, so you want to plan that ahead for
make
sure.
Make sure you have a plan for your income, yeah. Okay, here's probably the last question I can get in for today. We're reaching into Eric's Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. This one is asking, can you explain what a qualified charitable distribution is? I've read a little bit about it. I'm still not sure exactly what it is and what the benefits are.
So a qualified charitable distribution, QCD. Mm-hmm. So this is basically for people who have that required minimum distribution. So, you know, if you're hitting 72, the goofy thing about this law is when they change it to 72, they did allow you to still donate your money at 70 and a half. I don't know who's going to do that, really, because you don't have to take the money out. So
yeah.
Why would you donate it unless you're being overly generous? But,
yeah.
You know, the reality for most people when they're retired is most people can't itemize anymore. You know, with a lot of the eliminations of the deductions and the, you know, getting rid of the exemptions, but having the higher standard deduction. Lots of times people are, when they're retired, they either have a small mortgage or no mortgage, so they can't have that mortgage write-off and other things. So they can't usually get a write-off for charitable donations. So what this does is it says, okay, well, yeah, you got to take out, you know, there's so much money from your, you know, your, what we call your required minimum distribution, RMD, from your retirement accounts. If you want, you can have that sent straight from whoever handles your IRA. So say if it's, you know, Fidelity, for example, go from Fidelity straight to that charity. You don't pay tax on it, but it meets the definition of you taking the money out.
Awesome.
And the cool thing is it kind of barely shows up on your tax return. It shows up there for a second, but comes right off. So it's not income. It's not a write-off, but it's just not income. So say you had to take out $10,000 and instead you donated that. That's not $10,000 of income. That's not, you know, stuff that you have to have a deduction for or anything else like that. You just don't pay the tax. So it's a great way to go. You know, again, that's one of the things where if you've got a plan, you work in that part of your plan, then it's easy to figure out how to donate that and when to do that. There's also things called donor advised funds that we use for people who have, you know, highly appreciated stock. That's a great way to you know, compile all your donations in 1 year. So there's a lot of different ways that you can really get some great tax benefits if you do some planning with not only a financial advisor who knows the financial markets type of stuff and investment products, but really also knows the taxes. So, you know, again, that's something we do here at Heckman Financial. So if you want to sit down with us and set up that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we talk about that, you know, income plan, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all you have to do is text us the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back with the rest of our show.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is a well-known author and speaker, and he can provide you with guidance to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. Wouldn't you like to worry less about your retirement? So, Eric, on our show, you often give us some challenges and risks that exist in retirement. You tell us that every week, actually. But I want you to give us an example of someone who has experienced, let's say, one of those retirement obstacles. Why don't you give us a financial fail today?
Well, I mean, this one's a little bit more general, but I was just meeting with somebody who's new, actually a radio listener, and, you know, he was really focused on, I'm worried about taxes with the Biden tax law, you know, what's going to happen, and you know, how are things going to go, you know, forward, and, you know, taxes keep going up. So, you know, he's really obsessed with trying to make sure he gets more and more converted to Roth, which, you know, is a good conversation to have, right? I mean, definitely the more money you can have that's tax-free for the rest of your lifetime, that's great. But the really silly part was he never started a Roth contributory one. So there's two types of Roth. There's one where you're converting your money that you had done pre-tax and switching over to paying the taxes now, all the taxes, which is painful, right? And then that money would be tax-free for the rest of your life. But he was skipping over the simplest thing. I mean, he had a stock portfolio and a bunch of cash in the bank, so it wasn't like he didn't have any regular dollars sitting there. He did. But he had not been putting the money into a Roth, and him and his wife, their income was low enough. So, you know, it's roughly under 198 or so K, if, you know, for married couples that you can put fund a Roth, then, you know, he could be putting in $7,000 for him and his wife. And by the way, if you're doing it between January and April 15th, you can actually do it for the previous year. So he could actually do $28,000 into a Roth at the time we were talking. And, you know, he's all trying to figure out how to convert all his money and pay a ton of tax. And he's overlooking the super simple thing of, hey, well, you know, why haven't you just been doing this? And, you know, of course, I had to ask him, well, who does your tax advice? TurboTax. Okay. Yeah, the computer program. I mean, I know they have those cutesy ads, but get what you pay for. And if you don't pay much, you probably getting that. And so, yeah, if you have money in a taxable account and you can say, oh, I'm going to move it from here to here, and now it'll be tax-free for the rest of my life versus being taxable for the rest of my life, why would you not do that? That's one of the things that we can do here. We can create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we give you that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. And give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and request an appointment directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.